Warning, the following podcast features views and opinions that are not representative of the collective views of the Whispers groups. Some of these views may not be suitable for children. Accordingly, the producers and hosts of the Missy AE podcast must insist that no one attempt to take anything that is being said as representative of the views of any of the Whispers groups.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE podcast. Tonight, we bring to you the Big Brother 24 recap show, where, I mean, let's face it, we've already talked about Big Brother twice this week, and just when we thought that there's not much left to talk about, they just keep giving us more and more and more and more, and who knows, we'll probably touch upon a few other things we've already talked about this week as well. We have Michael, surprise, surprise, is the new head of household, and he has put up, well, I guess we kind of called this last night, but Michael has since put up Terrence and Alyssa for eviction, with Terrence being the target. Now, we didn't necessarily call that, but we thought it was a possibility that maybe perhaps both of them would be put up, but we're going to dissect everything, including let's look at it this way, Melissa. It looks like we may have a very bitter jury this season.
Yeah, I'm predicting that. I've been saying that being that Michael is this comp beast and that he has been the front runner throughout the whole season, isn't going to hold too much weight with some of those house guests in there. It's just not.
It's kind of surprising.
I know that. But, you know, I did hear Brittany say before that she just kind of wants to let people know that if anybody dragged, you know, like Alyssa or Terrence or something like that to the end because they think they're an easy win, then she definitely will not be voting for them. They would be voting for Alyssa or Terrence if they got drugged to the end. And I'm thinking, okay, so you obviously think that maybe since you think that way, that other people might think that way, that Michael drugged you to the end, so therefore they're going to give you the vote? Because, right?
You know, it's hilarious. Here's the thing with Brittany, and we do have Reggie on the line with us currently.
Hello,
Reggie.
Hi.
But before I go into my spiel, Reggie, what are your thoughts on Michael winning the head of household for the 900th time? But once again, let's not forget, he's not a threat. He's still not a threat.
Yeah, no, he's not a threat. Everybody knows that, too. I'm glad you tell that. He is more of a threat than anybody.
And it sounds like he is the front runner to win the veto and break Janelle's record this week.
I hate that. Well, I know it has to be done, but I just wish it was by somebody different. I've never really warmed to Michael because I think he's fake. He has this facade of, oh, I'm just humble and I can't do this. And he is a powerhouse on vetoes, on head of households, everything. He tries. I mean, he is the epitome of, you know, who you want to see, but I think he's calculus. I think he's calculating. I feel before he even come in the house, he made a game plan to himself. I really do. I may be totally crazy, but that's what I feel.
I mean, let's face it. If you're a super fan, of course that would be the first thing that anybody would think of is to come up with a game plan specifically
True.
For themselves. If you're such a super fan like Michael is, then you would have basically the entire game. It's kind of like how Jim puts it. In the Whispers games, you want to map out the season from the winner's position downward. So you want to map out, okay, who's going to be in the final two with you, who the jury will be comprised of, who will end up leaving pre-jury. You want to build everything from the top down. And it kind of seems like Michael has kind of fed into that, but I don't know about you, Kansas. It seems like maybe perhaps Michael is getting a bit too cocky.
Guys. I have to apologize for a lot of my picks last night because I have a really horrible perspective of Michael. It's even worse than cocky, Steve. It really is.
Yeah, it's
terrible.
Okay, please, because I had my hands in so many pots today, and I have not gotten to updates. So,
I'm so upset.
What happened today that's got everybody putipated?
Mine isn't even what happened today. Mine is just getting the full realization of everything that's gone down.
Well, I guess, apparently what happened today, Melissa, is that Terrence and Monty, well, actually this stems from last night. Terrence and Monty have basically said that regardless of whether or not, if Michael ends up making the final two, he will not have their jury vote because of the stuff that went down, because of how this past week went down, where, you know, it's Kyle has been made out to be this huge villain.
Says Michael.
I worded it wrong. Technically I was wording it right, that Kyle has been made out by Michael and Brittany to be a huge villain, which, I mean, let's face it, we've said it multiple times this week. What Kyle said, was it wrong? Yeah, it's wrong for somebody to insinuate that just because something happened last season that it's automatically going to happen again this season. It's wrong to insinuate that. At the same time, though, Monty and Terrence in particular have taken offense to the fact that Michael basically weaponized Kyle's words as a means of a game move. So that...
That's the whole thing,
you know,
Melissa. Yes, this was all used as a game move, all of this. And they had the opportunity. I mean, this was really spelled out for me today, where, I mean, I really could think about it and what was going down, which got me to crying because it made me so angry. But the thing is, they're just as bad, both of them, Brittany and Michael are just as freaking bad as Kyle. Kyle, yeah, he did, but this whole thing also was to protect Alyssa. So a lot of this was bullshit and terrible decisions, terrible things said on Kyle's part. Absolutely, you cannot go back on that, 100%. But Michael and Brittany sitting on this, they had this knowledge for what, almost a month? This was all pointed out to me today. And you know who I can thank for it? Derek and Cody. They could really, they're on there, the two of them, pick this whole bullshit apart week to week and what exactly went down, where I could see things that I missed, and I could really see the full extent of all of this. They had this knowledge and sat on it and waited till the right time. Why was that? For Michael. And he's looked at, well, yes, he's an attorney. He's an attorney. Don't forget this also, Melissa. He's an attorney, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of, and I can't say all defense attorneys, but I don't know if he's a defense attorney or whatever, but there's so many
defense attorneys
that are so disgusting or whatever, and even a shady politician for their own gains. This was all done. This wasn't done because of how terrible what happened, what Kyle said. This was done to protect his stinking game. And to use something like this is a horrible thing, Melissa. So when you guys were saying to me, don't you think, you were right. You guys were so right when you said to me, don't you think that this might change the jury's influence? And you were bringing up Jasmine, and I said, no way will Jasmine vote pick Taylor to win. Remember I said that? I said, there's no way. There's no way she'll get the vote. Yes, she will. Taylor would get that damn vote. This is where Michael, if Michael's up against Brittany, maybe he'll win. But he is, and I hope it happens, because he'll be a horrible winner. It's just the season is so disgusting right now. It's so sickening. These people are awful.
Okay.
Melissa, then, you were watching different episodes from this past week again earlier today, and you told me that you had seen quite a different different perspective of when it comes to Michael.
Well, just on a couple of things. Just on a couple of things, and really, the one thing was it last episode or was it Sundays? Was it Sundays? It was either Wednesday or Sunday, and Kyle was sitting in that, and he was sitting in the DR, and he was like, he had that stupid look on his face, and he goes, your ass is grass, and I'm just sitting here chilling. And I was like, I just wanted to smack that cocky look off his face.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, are you serious right now?
We have someone in the chat called Boston Girl, and she brings up an interesting point, saying that both were wrong in different ways, but it seems like Kyle seems to be getting a pass. And it's not just – obviously, the way we've been talking, we've been maybe kind of giving him a pass, but it's also been – here's the thing.
Not me.
This whole past week, it's almost been Big Brother Twitter has actually been pretty split on it. I mean, most of Big Brother Twitter has been against Kyle and has felt that, what he did was wrong. But at the same time, they've also blamed Michael. And, Michael has really started to come into the picture, which may have blurred.
Yeah.
Which may have blurred the actual impact of Kyle's original actions.
Because of what? Because of the disgustingness of Michael. So they're forgetting Kyle, too. But you can't. You have to remember all of it.
Okay. So I have to tell you something. It wasn't just what Kyle said. Because in the very beginning, if you remember, when he was first talking about, you know, there's this potential of a cookout. I mean, look at all of them. Could they be joining together or whatever? And I was like, you know, he has a point. That's something to keep an eye on. That's something to watch out for. Michael was thinking the same thing. He wasn't really, he wasn't disagreeing with Kyle. He was kind of trying to, well, you know how they say, they've been saying all season, if somebody comes up to you and offers you an alliance, you don't say no, right? So when mm-hmm. he was talking about this, Michael was filing it in the back of his, he just filed it. He didn't give any credence because he didn't see any evidence of it, okay? That's number one. Number two, when Kyle, during Taylor's HOH, he got all hyped up about it again because he knew that Taylor, or he knew that they wanted to put Alyssa up. And this brings me to two points. Number one, he was saying in some of his interviews, was it his interviews, his, I don't know, when he was talking to people, and he said, I felt like I was at the bottom. I was being left out of conversations. I wasn't given the opportunity to vote on what we were going to be doing. Number one, the only reason why he was left out of those conversations is because he was too busy cuddling Alyssa.
With Alyssa, that exactly.
That was his bad.
Having
he knew they were having
a 10-second quickie.
Exactly,
he
Melissa.
He knew they were having meetings. That he didn't
right.
attend because Alyssa was more important.
Right.
And Joseph even told him, dude, the reason why you're not in these things is because you're too busy with Alyssa.
Right.
And that was one of his things
gotta,
to Taylor. If we get rid
make
of
room
Alyssa,
for those quickies, though.
We bring Kyle back in. Right? So.
Right.
There's that. And then number two, he was having, during one of his interviews, or maybe he even said it, to, I think it was during one of his interviews, when he says, well, week five said she wouldn't put up Jasmine. You know, oh, I was talking to him, and I was like, and, you know, Taylor wasn't going to put up Jasmine. This is week five. Taylor wasn't HOH yet. It was Michael. And he said, and then when, you know, Taylor's saying she wouldn't put up a black woman, a strong black woman, and blah, 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 it's like, well, that hadn't been said yet when you were talking about all this to begin with. That hadn't even been brought up yet because she wasn't HOH. That wasn't until the next week. So anyway, where was I going with this? On top of what Kyle said, when Taylor was HOH and he got all excited again because he knew Alyssa was going up, he went back to Brittany and Michael, and he was like, we got to blah, blah, blah. In other words, he wanted, who was up at that point? It was Terrence and...
Terrence, Monty, and Joseph.
No. Terrence and...
It was during Michael's
Terrence
HOH,
Terrence and
right?
Indy. Well, during Michael's HOH, and they were going to put up Kyle and Daniel, and during Michael's HOH, and he wanted to save Daniel to join their alliance to combat the scary bad black people. Okay.
Right.
Those words did come out of his mouth, to save Daniel, to join us, but you don't see it on any clips. You don't see it mentioned anywhere. But I know
it's,
he did.
Why are they not covering for this kid? Why is production
okay.
covering and not showing
okay.
everything?
So anyway, they ended up taking them down. They ended up getting rid of Daniel anyway because they said, we have to get Daniel out of the house. There's no way that we cannot get Daniel out of the house. And he goes, Michael, in essence, said, I want Daniel out of the house too. He's not good for my game. So they ended up evicting Daniel. And then it was the five to go against them. But like I said, Michael and Brittany did not say anything. They weren't going to say anything. However, during Taylor's HOH, and he brought it up again, and that's when Brittany took him into the back room, and she said, you need to think about this. She explicitly told him, you need to think about this. And Kyle was more along the lines of, yeah, I can see where that one looks too good, but I'll have to deal with that late, you know, when we get out of the house because blah, blah, blah. And so he kind of blew it off, and that was his bad. And I think that it was Julie who brought it up. I wouldn't swear.
She did mention something like that last night.
I think it was Julie. And she says, did any, you know, he says, well, but she didn't really, I don't know. He wasn't, I can't even remember now. So, I mean, all I know is that he was playing it off like he was telling people before, why didn't she tell me? Nobody told me. And that's bull crap because Brittany did tell you. Brittany did tell you that this doesn't look good.
Right.
This doesn't look good. You have to consider the optics. I can't be part of it. We can't be part of that. And he kind of blew it off. He did. He kind of blew it off. And then, you know, he was just adamant he wasn't going to use the veto because he knew Alyssa would be going. He knew it. So he didn't use the veto. Everybody was fine with that. Everybody was okay with that. And they sent Indy home. Why did they send Indy home? Because Taylor wanted Terrence gone. That's another story. But anyway, so then the Direfest thing happened, the split house happened, and half of his team went to Direfest, and he was left there with Monty and Taylor and Brittany, and of course, Jasmine, who was his target. But when they all come back, guess what? All hell had broke loose over at Direfest. Joseph was gone. Everybody knew about the leftovers, and everybody said it was Joseph. Joseph did it. Joseph did it.
Here's the thing that gets me, though, Melissa. Here's the thing that gets me, though. What gets me is the fact that Terrence and Kyle were both talking about the fact that Michael had spoken to them before the HOH competition to officially split up the groups. And
they didn't.
That
where I don't have any proof whatsoever that ever happened. What I do know is that Kyle told Terrence Michael before the competition, and we will have this final five of me, Alyssa, Michael, Brittany, and you. That's what he was promising Terrence.
Which wasn't true.
Which was not true.
No, obviously
now,
we all know
now,
that Kyle did everything he did in order to save Alyssa.
Exactly.
So Michael said if one of the leftovers were gone when they got back, I can't say that I would be mad. That's what he said.
Hint.
But I don't know if he ever explicitly gave him direction to do so. All we have is what Kyle said. And we all know that we can't really depend on what Kyle said. Because even after all of this, Kyle is still not telling the 100% truth of anything.
Oh, exactly.
So anyway,
We got a lot of shady people. Melissa, there's a lot of shady shit in the house, okay? A lot.
Yeah. But on top of everything else that he has said, thing that he has done, on top of that, he came back into the house. And once Brittany and Taylor went on the block, he grew horns and a pointed tail, and he got nasty and mean and vile, and he was giving them the cold shoulder. He was walking out of the room when they would come in, the silent treatment, walking out of the room when they would come in, and behind their backs was saying, I can't stand them. I hate their guts. They're scum of the earth. He was going on and on and on about everything, everybody. So here's Michael. Turner's giving him the cold shoulder. Won't talk to him. Up into the HOH to have a conversation, both he and Brittany, to have a conversation with them. Turner turned on his music and laid down, and Kyle went to sleep. And that's when Michael says, okay, fine. I'm going. I'll see ya. And he left the room. And at that point, I think, is when he made the decision, look, I'm going to win this veto. I'm going to win the HOH. And I'm going to put Kyle and Turner on the block. And that's when he went into his big spiel. And I think that's where he said, you know what? I'm going to go down. Kyle's going to go down with me. Because he had this thing in the back of his head. They all did. Had this thing. Nothing that was coming out of their mouths sounded like Joseph. Nothing. It just did not sound like Joseph. The only truth that they spoke, obviously, because we saw the clips, was Joseph saying that Taylor hinted of a final four between me and her and Michael and Brittany, and I said no, which was a lie.
Why did Joseph do that?
I have no idea. And we may never know, because that happened when the feeds were down. And so all we're going to see is what production wants us to see.
Yeah, and I think that was made very evident by the way that this past week was edited. The fact I almost think that the reason why they edited Kyle the way they did was because they knew the intensity of the discussions and of the not discussions but the controversy, you know, with involving Kyle's comments. And obviously we know production has final say over what gets put on the episode and everything. And there were certain parts that production even left out of that house meeting, which granted had nothing to do with the race discussion. Production instead decided, let's focus the house meeting for the most part all on the discussion involving race.
And how much they loved Kyle, and that they were
looking
forward to
helping
him. Okay.
That whole thing was such bullshit.
Yeah.
And also the biggest thing too is last night. Notice how we discussed whether or not this would be a possibility if Kyle would get booed like Alyssa did during Big Brother 15. And instead, production made it so that he would get basically silent clapping. I don't know if I can even explain it as silent clapping. It's like there was silence, but there was a little bit of like it was almost like a golf clap. You could almost put it that way. Like they were forced to. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's really telling.
But I can truly say that what Kyle did was wrong. what he did at Direfest was wrong, and what he did when he came back in put the icing on the cake for me. And then to go into the diary room and say, your ass is grass, and I'm just sitting here chilling. I wanted to knock the living shit out of him.
And Melissa, his tears were fake as shit, too. They were bullcrap crocodile tears.
Yep.
Well, you know, let's get Teresa's thoughts on this, because Teresa is now joining us. Teresa, hi. You watched last night's show. What are your thoughts on involving like how they edited the house meeting, which included him not revealing Kyle not revealing his final two with Turner like he did during the house meeting? They left out certain parts and decided to focus it mainly on race, on the race issue.
No, they showed that part, Steve.
They did?
They said,
yeah,
yeah,
they did.
He said, I had a final two with Turner. I know I had a final two with Turner, but, and Turner says, I don't want to be part of it. Don't bring me into it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what happens when I watch it on mute. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Teresa.
I was just going to say, I mean, if he was genuine on that, I feel bad for him. But the key word there is if.
And I think he's definitely genuine. I think his apologies and whatnot are definitely genuine. Michael, on the other hand, though, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, Michael, forgive me for saying this, but Michael is somebody I wish I could kick in the balls.
Yeah. No, don't apologize. I'd applaud you doing it, okay?
Yeah, but
he's a real piece of shit. And Brittany, too, both of them. Both him and Brittany are two big frauds. They're disgusting, too.
He decided that he was going to, he won the veto. He won the veto, and he saved Brittany, but he should have saved Taylor, number one. Number two, he decided that he was going to save Taylor. He had a plan that he was not only going to save Britt, he was going to save Taylor, and that's when he let it go about Kyle. He killed two birds with one stone because he wanted Kyle gone for everything that Kyle had done, and he let it rip. He wanted Kyle gone and Taylor safe, and that's what he got.
Well, I can't remember who said it, but it's probably something that everybody's saying. It's like, you've held on this for how long? And
yes, that knowledge, yes.
But to be fair, there was a lot going on, and at first he didn't give it credence because he didn't think it was real. Then after this thing with
It was real what Kyle
said,
Melissa.
I know that. But he really didn't think. Let's just
there was racism in
gonna,
the house.
He wasn't
That's
gonna
the bottom
throw
line.
Kyle. He wasn't going to throw Kyle under the bus until Kyle threw him under the bus.
That's bullshit. Then you don't act like this is such a terrible thing that you're holding on to, and it was killing you because it was bullshit. The whole thing is such bullshit. What's more important? You know, then they're trying to make all these excuses, him and Brittany. All of these excuses, you know, we wanted to keep our alliance and all of this. And what Derek said was so right on the money when he said, what's more important, racism in the house or keeping this alliance together? What's more important?
Who said that?
Derek.
Yeah,
Derek and Cody today opened my
show.
And if you guys want to watch if you really want to get a real good, because it helped me really fully understand this whole shit, and with Michael and so much of this, they dissected all of it. Both of them. They dissected this whole freaking thing, and it opened my eyes to so much shit. And where I was thinking to myself, you know, though, Michael really, he was the, out of all these people, this is what I was thinking, you know, out of all these people, Michael really played the best, and he really is the best winner, blah, blah, blah. And, no, you know what, who cares, is the way I feel. I don't give a shit. Him winning would be a horrible thing. It would just be such a terrible example of a winner. It really would be. I have to agree with them. Laura might get upset because Laura was basically saying last week, no, he did the right thing by holding on to this and not saying it. I'd have to I adore you, Laura, but I disagree. Especially now, seeing all of this crap. No, I disagree.
We have another comment in the chat by Boston Girl who says, my biggest issue is with the he's sheltered reasoning. I just don't buy that someone that is active enough on social media that he has 500,000 TikTok followers and has access to news and internet. I think it's a cop-out excuse.
And you know what was an answer to that one? If you're that sheltered, get out into the world. Get to know people then. If you're so sheltered, if you're an almost 30-year-old man, well, then what the hell? Then get out into the world.
What she's saying, though, is he's using – it kind of sounds like – and I hate to put words into Boston Girl's mouth here, but it kind of seems to me like maybe perhaps he's using his upbringing as an excuse, the fact that he's a Mormon – and, you know, that he was sheltered, that supposedly he doesn't, you know, that he wasn't fully aware of black people, I guess, when yet, remember what we discussed early on this season when we were giving the assessment, when Kyle...
Yes, when you have
Kyle had that
video...
TikTok.
He has that TikTok,
exactly.
And we proved that it was a an actor. It was
exactly.
A he pretending to be a she. Flip Wilson.
Yes.
Yep.
But here's the
thing,
though.
I was going to bring that up.
Here's the thing, though. He claims that he hasn't had experience with black people or whatever, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he goes and does stupid TikToks like that.
There you go. The guy's
a bunch
of shit.
It kind of makes sense what... It kind of makes sense what Boston Girl is saying here. The fact that you shouldn't buy into the he's sheltered bullshit because of the fact that when you think about it, he's on TikTok. He reaches out to hundreds of thousands of followers. Who knows how many of them are black? And by the way, might I add that there's a whole bunch of his followers on TikTok are saying that he did nothing wrong and the show is twisting his words and all this shit. It's
They didn't twist his words.
Let's put it this way.
They did not. They were saying Michael and Brittany twisted his words. No, they did not twist his words.
No,
they
did not
twist
his words.
Kyle said every single one of those things.
Yes, he did.
And on top of that,
yeah.
I do believe that he led somewhat of a sheltered life because he was in a predominantly white state.
Maybe if he was living in the Amish community, Boston Girl says, maybe if he was living in the Amish community, I could buy it more.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just saying, he's in a predominantly white state. He probably hasn't really had all that much experience interacting with people of color. That's true. And if he was living a sheltered life, his mama took care of him. She does a TikTok with him sometimes. It's like, you're living in our basement. You don't have to work. Mommy and daddy are going to feed you and clothe you and all of that stuff, and you can just go TikTok all you want. Now,
that's still
had
no
he
excuse,
had autism?
Though.
That's terrible. This is an almost 30-year-old man. I mean, seriously,
right.
That's
right.
Awful.
Right. I was saying, and I can't remember now if I put it on. I put it on Whispers in some comments when I was responding to people. I said maybe Kyle and Alyssa would be better off on a show like I Love a Mama's Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's face it. I mean, she did ask if he had room for two in that basement. So,
but the mother, I hear
you know.
The mother can't stand her. This is even before the sex started, you guys. So how's that going to work out?
Yeah,
well,
not
going to.
I mean,
now.
If she's now if she's pregnant, I mean, this is going to be. What if she's pregnant? Because you hit on that
too.
Last night, Melissa.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other thing too. Is that and Jim even had skepticism of this last night by saying, "How in the hell can you get pregnant?" In considering the fact that these were literally like 10 to anywhere from the longest he went in that house is 20 seconds.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, too much.
But if they weren't using protection, it could happen.
Yeah, but it could happen.
All it takes is for him to be in that hole.
That's
and
it.
Let
then
it
pull,
fly.
Then pull out, and still a girl can get pregnant.
Yep, because it's not, I mean, because they don't release the juice. All at once. They
right. There's drippings. We're getting really gross right now, but it's true. That's how it happens.
One second. Hang on.
Warning. The following podcast features views and opinions that are not representative
idea,
of the collective
Steve.
Views of the Whispers groups. Some of these views may not be suitable for children. Accordingly, the producers and hosts of the Missy AE podcast must insist that no one attempt to take anything that is being said as representative of the views of any of the Whispers groups.
I swear, I need more sound bites. If we're going to go off on tangents, if we're going to go off on tangents like this, I'm going to need more sound bites.
I mean, we're all adults. We can talk about these kinds of things.
Oh,
luckily, someone's not here, so I'm not going to be called a you-know-what. But, I mean, we're just talking about sex things. But that happens. Just like what you were saying, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And it just takes one of those little squigglies to get through.
Yeah,
and then you brought up something else, you guys, and I agree with this, too. Was she actually trying to get pregnant by him?
Yeah, after doing all of that, after doing all of that, and then not only once, breaking up with him, screwing him, breaking up with him again, and then screwing him again as a last hurrah. It's like, girl, don't give me that.
Real quick, we have Laura joining us now on the line.
Laura, I'm so hoping that you changed your mind on what you said last week. I'm so
about
hoping
what?
with Michael. I'm so hoping.
Oh, about Michael, what he did was for game? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, Laura, why?
Well, you know, because why did Kyle break up the leftovers? For his game? Did he break up the leftovers for his game?
This is about prejudice right now. This is about racism right now.
No. I don't.
But
Michael wasn't the person that got into trouble for saying things about
Michael had
a
this information that supposedly upset him and Brittany so terribly.
Yeah, well, they sat on it because they didn't know what to do with it. I think the timing could have been better. He knew that Kyle and Turner were gunning for him, right? He wants to win $750,000. Whatchamacallit, Kyle knew that if he didn't, expose the leftovers, he wasn't going to win $750,000. I don't blame, Kyle said some things that I don't know. I honestly believe that he's learned a big lesson, going to continue to learn. I don't blame Michael. He would have gone home. He would have gone
Laura,
home.
I so disagree, especially today.
Okay.
Especially having my eyes open the way I did today, I so disagree with you.
Oh,
what
my
Michael did was so terrible. It was so horrible. Yeah, the way he did it, the way he held on to it, all for gameplay, and I agree with, because our last night conversation, it's all going to be coming back to bite him for it, because
well,
the black people in the house saw exactly what he did, which was
yeah.
so disgusting to them.
Yeah,
and they're going to be able to talk to the other jury members, and I agree, because last night I was saying, I think Michael's going to win. I don't anymore. I really don't.
Well, you know what? I think Terrence is being a real little asshole right now, too.
I don't agree. And the whole thing where, and I was with Terrence onto the, if I would have known Kyle what happened, I never would have gotten rid of Joseph. It upset me terribly. I was with Terrence on all of that. But for him to turn around and say, you know, and this was for his game now, I think we should keep him in the house. What? So you're going to keep this jerk in the house after all this shit happened and give him a chance? That's okay. Let's give him the grace and let's give him the chance to win $750,000 now. So maybe it'll protect my game. That's bullshit on Terrence's part.
Are you talking about
Yeah, let's get rid of Taylor. We'll get rid of Taylor.
Yeah.
Let Taylor pay the price for all of
right.
this. And
yes.
she won't
yeah.
put me up.
Exactly.
Yeah. She won't put me up. Yeah.
So here's the thing. I totally agree with what you're saying about Terrence, because let's face it, he is so upset with what Michael did, and yet he wants Taylor gone. Let me tell you this. If Taylor was outside in the outside group, she wouldn't be here. She'd be gone. Terrence
yep.
would have got rid of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. So don't talk to me like Terrence. Like, don't talk about being, loyal to the POCs in the house and sticking up for the POCs and everything like that. Because, you know what, Terrence, he doesn't. He just talks a bunch of he talks in circles. And you know, it's just bullshit. And he says one thing to one person and one thing to another person. Mm-hmm. And he's really upset to be on the block. So he's going to go back to jury, and he's going to smear Michael. Such a mature move.
And by the way, according to Kyle in his interviews today, he is reportedly not mad at Michael or Brittany. And
That's
they
great.
Told the house, he said that they told the house when they were comfortable, these are straight Kyle's words, specifically from his interviews that he gave today. And also another thing to keep in mind too is Michael didn't really decide on actually doing this until he heard that Monty
That's right.
was going to be the replacement, which would have made it both Taylor and Monty on the block. Now, let's say for whatever reason, let's say somehow Alyssa was the replacement. Do you guys think, or does everybody think, do you guys think that Michael would have still done this if it was another person, like, say, Alyssa up on the block next to Taylor?
I thought
I think he would.
Yeah.
I think he would. because he's not going to be 100% sure that it was going to be Alyssa going up on that block, because he
That's
doesn't
right.
trust a damn word that came out of their mouth.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think he thought, you know, like, I mean, originally, before he won the veto, you know, he was going up on the block. He was going, and he knew
yeah.
that. So, you know, and he know, you know, he knows that his, who does he have on his team, so to speak? You know, who's going to win comps besides him, right? Nobody. You know, Britt and Taylor, you know, I mean, they're not huge comp winners, right? But Kyle was. Kyle could have won more comps.
He better watch out for Taylor, though, because
yeah.
let's not forget, if that final three comes to fruition, like we talked about last night, and it'll be Michael, Brittany, and Taylor. Taylor may very well, we all know that part one of the HOH is usually endurance. Taylor
yeah.
so far, okay, I guess you could count the slip and slide as endurance as well. But Taylor so far has won the actual endurance competition of the season, with
yeah.
it being the wall.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would not, you know, I kind of got to thinking mm-hmm. a little bit last night after the show, while I was in dreamland. For some reason, I dreamed about Big Brother. I don't know why.
Huh.
It kind of popped into my head. Taylor could potentially, like, this, first off, even if Michael does somehow make the finals, this decision
I
that
hope
he
not.
Made, this decision that he made could have potentially killed his game regardless of what his resume is.
I really
because,
hope he doesn't.
Because if he's up against Taylor, if he's up against Monty, if he, and I know this is sounding incredibly racist right now, if he's up against Terrence, which, I mean, that doesn't look likely because, let's face it, Terrence is his target this week. If he's up against Monty or Taylor, he may have the better resume, but they are going to have, I think, pretty much the majority just
They'll
by
have the
default.
Votes. Yes, they're going to have the votes because they're going to be pissed off knowing what Michael
That's
and
what
Brittany
I was telling
did.
You. That's what I was telling you last night, but you kept saying no,
I, and
no,
I, and
no,
I,
no,
and
no,
I
no.
didn't hear it, and I wasn't listening
yeah.
because I was just had in my mind. I'm telling Laura, please please do me a favor if you get a chance, because this is what helped. This is what opened my eyes to so much shit. But on YouTube, Derek and Cody, they have a show, and
I
they
know,
break
I
shit
saw.
Down. And they
yeah.
talked, and they
yeah.
had a great
yeah.
discussion on Michael. Not just Michael, I mean everybody. Everybody in the house. But the whole Michael situation where I started to cry. I'm telling you, Laura, I'm listening to this and I'm starting to cry. And I thought, wow, a lot of things I'm thinking is really wrong. Because in my head
that.
I was thinking Michael really deserves this win, though. I know he's done some messed up stuff, but he really deserves this win because he's played the best, he's played the hardest, blah, 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 all this crap. And then I start thinking about the ugliness of all of this and what he really did and how people are seeing this and
so
how this is going to go
do
down.
Think,
and I'm telling you, he won't.
Do,
I agree
do,
with
you,
Melissa.
Do
he
you
won't
think,
get the votes.
Do you think
I agree with
that
you.
Dan's funeral, right, where he lied and swore on the Bible and swore on his wife and
girlfriend, he lost. He lost.
I don't care. I'm just saying.
I can't. And I'll put him. And I'll put Dan. I'm going to tell you something. I'll put Dan also. I know, and a lot of people, a lot of fans were angry at me with that. I thought Dan was awesome. The first time he played, when he won on season 10. I thought he was terrific. I really didn't see what he was all about. Michelle Costa said, I'm surprised, Kansas, you didn't see. Because he was just as shady as a person as he was then. And I thought he was funny, and I thought he really deserved that win. But the crappy things that he did, the mind games, and where I didn't like that, Danielle Murphy, the horrible head games. He
yeah.
played with that idiot girl. It was so disgusting.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
enjoyed it. And that was
yeah.
the horrible thing. He enjoyed
Kansas.
Every moment
Kansas.
Of it, of messing with her. He was sadistic and disgusting.
Kansas, I think she's just trying to make a comparison, though. To
you know.
Yeah, let her speak her mind. Yeah,
yeah.
let her
so,
finish her thought. Yeah.
I don't think, like, I think, you know, yeah, okay, what Michael did can be perceived as something really bad. I mean, it's split down the middle on the internet. It really is, because I've been reading Twitter. I've been reading, you know, some people are really against Kyle. So, you know, it depends on where you stand on the subject. But I
yeah.
really feel that if you are a person that thinks that Michael did a really bad thing by holding off and, you know, I mean, it's gameplay, it's Big Brother, et cetera. Lots of people have done worse. And I think Dan, like when I watched Dan's funeral, I was totally, like, I got to be honest with you. And I mean, you might want to play your little thing.
I already
Steve,
did.
But, yeah. So here's the thing. I never liked Dan after that. To this day,
yeah.
Like I thought about, like he taught in a Catholic school, and I thought about the kids that were watching him
yeah.
on, you know, his kids that he is teaching.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
And I thought, what type of example are you're playing? You're gaslighting these people. And I understand Big Brother is about lying, but you're swearing on your wife. You're
yeah.
swearing on the Bible. You're,
yeah.
you know, come on, you know.
I agree
like,
with you, Laura.
You know, I think it was really, really bad. I could barely watch it, and I'm not Catholic, you know.
Laura,
but,
forgive
I mean,
me. I thought you were taking up for Dan. I'm so sorry.
No.
I thought you were taking up for him.
Not at all. No.
You're
I,
so
like,
right. Everything you're saying is so right.
I just thought it was totally wrong, and, like, I could, you know, I mean, you probably, you know, maybe you feel that way about Michael. I just don't. I think he was playing a game. I think the timing could have been better, but when is the timing right when you're going to say something like that? And Brittany did talk to Kyle, right? And not just once. She talked to him twice, once in the kitchen and once in one of the, I don't know, where was that the second time?
The bathroom.
Yeah.
The bathroom.
And anyway, you know, she talked to him twice about it. He didn't heed what she was saying. It made her uncomfortable. She talked to Michael about it, you know, and then, you know, like, I mean, I don't think he ever used the word white alliance. I don't think he did. But, I mean, when
The closest he came to it was silent majority. That's the closest
yeah.
he came to it.
Yeah. So, you know, I honestly believe that, I mean, Kyle's learned a good life lesson. And there's a lot of people actually supporting Kyle right now that he's learned by it and et cetera. But, you know, as far as Michael goes, I mean, he's playing a game too. He wants, and he's playing hard, and he wants to get to the end. He wants to get $750,000. The one thing that he, if this one thing that he did destroys everything else that he's done, that would be a shame. Because everybody perceives it differently. And I don't think that, you know, my personal opinion is he did what he had to do to possibly win the game. And he knew that it's going to come down to it again, that he could be up as well. Like, but if Kyle had stayed, he definitely would have gone up, right? If he had not won HOH.
Yeah.
If, and I'll you guys, was I right on Terrence and Alyssa are both up for eviction? Am I right on that?
Yeah, and
that,
Terrence,
that was my pick. Okay, so I was right on that. Okay.
Terrence is already like, he was willing to hear what Michael had to say and everything, but he still wanted to keep Kyle in the house. However, I think Terrence, you know, the things he's saying online, like on the feeds right now, he's going back to jury, and he is going to make sure, he said he's going to make sure that Michael doesn't win the game.
Good.
He's gonna
sorry, but I say good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
You know, I guess if you were in the house playing as hard as Michael, you'd think differently, but, you know.
There's playing hard, and there's playing like a sick, like a disgusting slime ball. And something like this, when it comes to, it's just, no, I can't stand by this. I just can't.
There's a difference between playing hard and playing dirty.
Exactly.
Everything's
real
dirty,
quick,
Teresa.
No, this is worse than dirty. Teresa, isn't this worse than dirty? It's even worse than dirty.
Mm. Well, I was going to say.
Go ahead, Teresa. I want to hear what Teresa has to say.
Well, I was just going to say that if Michael had put up any combination of Taylor, Monty, or Terrence, that would have been, for lack of better words, the pot calling the kettle black.
Well, there's three people in the house that are left that are black. There's four people in the house that are white, and he's HOH. So, is he going to put up his alliance, Teresa? And his alliance consists of Taylor, who is black, and Britt, who is white. So he's not going to put up Taylor, and it's not because she's black, it's because she's in his alliance. He's not going to put up Britt. Then he has Alyssa, Monty, and Turner, and who's the other one? And he promised Turner that he wasn't going up. So one of the people has to be black.
Oh, no. I meant if they both were black.
Well, you said combination of, didn't you?
Well, that basically would mean like Taylor and Monty.
Monty. I got it.
Let's get the thoughts from the man without, hopefully he's off of, he doesn't have us muted, but without him, this podcast wouldn't
be possible.
Oh, Jim's
here. I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Jim, I know you've been enjoying some, sports today.
Yeah.
Have you been able to keep up with the feeds at all?
Oh, no, not at all. We just got in from the kids' high school football game. Saw 102 points scored tonight in a high school game, Steve.
Holy shit.
Jesus.
We won 68-34.
Oh,
wow.
Congratulations. Cool.
Oh, my God. It's like every time somebody had the ball, they scored. I mean, it was crazy.
Say for a losing score, 34 is pretty good. So that the other team had a pretty good team as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we won the state last year, and now this makes us 2-0 this year, so we're off to a good start. But, yeah, they put some points up on us, but we, golly, 68.
Yeah, I remember going to my senior year of high school, going to the homecoming game, and our team was losing 48-0 at halftime. I told my friend, this game's over. I'm out of here. And then I happened to have the assistant coach as my business law teacher that year. somebody in class Monday morning made the mistake of asking how the game went. And he said, and I quote, "They played like a bunch of fucking girls."
Nice. Ooh. Ooh, that was mean. That was mean to the team and mean to the girls. I mean, girls would have probably done better. Oh. Now, Steve, the only thing I've seen today is who got nominated. That's all I've seen.
Yeah,
I think we kind of pegged that last night that's what was going to happen.
Yeah, and even more now though too is that Terrence is now going on the warpath basically against Taylor and also against Michael and Brittany.
Why is Terrence against Taylor?
It's a whole bunch of reasons. Go ahead, Melissa.
Well, you know, to be honest,
he's been after her for a long time now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Kansas. He hadn't really been a Taylor supporter all season.
Far from it. He's been totally against her.
Well, he better watch out. That might backfire on him.
Oh, he's gone anyway.
Terrence?
He's gonna taint the jury and against Michael, and I mean that's his prerogative. I don't think they're gonna, you know. I mean,
they'll listen. The black people in the jury house are gonna listen to what he says because it's gonna Jasmine, who's been pro Michael. And where she didn't like, you know, Taylor, and where, you know, I was saying last night, oh, no way will Jasmine ever give Taylor her vote. Yes, she would. Over Michael, yes, she would now.
And Kansas, if he goes to the jury house and he starts saying all this stuff about Michael, Kyle's in the jury house and he can verify it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yes.
That's right, but he's not mad at Michael.
Yeah, according to his exit interviews,
But the thing is, and Kyle will jump on this to get some of this mess off of his ass, because they're both in deep shit.
Well,
Kyle's
should.
In deep shit, so is Michael. Honestly, Jim, please watch, because this really opened my eyes to so much shit. And I know you love these, especially Derek, but Derek and Cody, they just nailed it for me to where I fully have a full understanding of Michael and why they're so upset with this, what they're so upset with Michael. These are two winners, and they are so against him and the thought of him winning, and they dissected everything down to the point of where it had me in tears, Jim. It had me crying. Because it's like, this guy is horrible. My thought last night was Michael deserves this win. He's played the toughest. He's played the hardest over everybody else. But you know what? He would be such a disgusting, disgraceful winner and such a bad...
All he has done is win competitions. I mean, if you want to vote somebody to win because they win comps, okay, vote for him. But if you want to vote for all the other aspects of the game... He's not your guy.
Right.
And I saw an interview with Julie today. Julie even questioned the timing of Michael and Brittany.
It was all for his gameplay and acting like it was it's bullshit. If it was so terrible, they would have come out with it. Even Terrence saying, I should have had this information because I would have gotten rid of you, Kyle. I got rid of a nice guy, and I got rid of you. I would have gotten rid of you, Kyle, and I would have kept Joseph.
However, though, Jim, she kind of also stuck up for Michael, too.
Well,
I did. I did last night.
I'm not talking about Julie.
Julie does that for players when there's controversy. unless your name's Aaron. If your name's Aaron, she's going to fucking bury you in the ground. But anybody else, she'll kind of give her opinion and then sort of shade it away a little. She hadn't done anybody like she did Aaron.
I just found it interesting, though, that she's basically trying to, it seems like she's trying to further the narrative of the fact that it was necessary for Michael's game to do this. It was necessary.
No. Well, that's debatable. He accomplished what he wanted. He won the POV and got to remove one of his allies, and he figured out a way to save the other one. I mean,
that's right.
Love him or hate him, it was pretty smart.
I thought so too.
And don't you love the shady politicians? Because that's also what he's compared to, and
shady.
I agree with that. You love shady politicians?
It is shady how he held on to that information, but a lot of fans are going to say, well, hey, you know, you've got this information,
Chadwick.
And use it when you need it.
Chadwick, go outside.
But
I,
when it's
the
such
one
a,
that was ordered on racism,
a,
though, that's where
volatile,
this whole thing is the most upsetting, is
when
where
it's
it was
such
all
a volatile
racism.
Topic, when
Jim,
it's such a volatile topic, I don't know that you can use the excuse, well, I held on to it till I needed it. When it's such a volatile topic, people expect you to bring it up right away.
Say something to somebody. They were so close to Taylor, they could have told Taylor, what do we do with this?
Yeah.
It's very suspect.
I mean, I think you can take all three of them and put them in a boat and send them out to water because they were all guilty.
Me too.
They were all
guilty.
I agree
with you. Totally.
Regardless, though, this is going to be a controversial topic for God knows how many years down the road. Big Brother, knowing Big Brother fans, knowing how Big Brother fans react to stuff like this, they will never let this die.
Right.
Like they still haven't let Shelly getting rid of Jeff die.
Oh, that's we can't even compare what that crap to this. This
well,
is
no,
so bad.
No, obviously not. I'm just saying though. I'm just saying that
that's,
you know
well, yeah,
this is
you're
gonna
right
be
about
one of
Big
these...
Brother fans like that. They still haven't forgotten Jeff Schrader's comments.
Oh yeah, the gay comments that he made. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
I completely forgot about those.
As soon as I saw, I guess it was on Whispers or something like that. As soon as I saw that, I texted Sarah and was like, sounds like all hell's breaking loose. And she texted me back. And she texted me back and wrote, LOL, you talking about Kyle? I didn't even have, that was all I had to say. And she knew I was talking about the whole situation with Kyle.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Something like Kyle's having a meltdown or something like that.
Yeah. Melissa, let me ask you something about Kyle on this whole thing. He seems to kind of be playing almost dumb, like he didn't understand, but he seemed like such a smart guy. Do you buy that, or you think that's just his way out?
It's his way out because he knows if he was smart enough to come to the realization that there could possibly be a cookout, if he was smart enough to realize that they needed a white alliance, the silent majority, to go against the people of color in the House, when Brittany told him, you need to think of the optics, and he just kind of brushed it off. When he goes into the other side and he lets loose about throws his entire alliance under the bus to save him and Alyssa, and then he comes back in the House and he thinks he's God's gift
and he gets into that DR, and he says, "Your ass is grass, and I'm just chilling." When he says, "I hate them, I can't stand them, they're scum of the earth," he gives them the cold shoulder.
Who's scum of the earth?
He's. This is what Kyle was calling Joseph, Michael, Taylor, and Brittany.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
Okay. So he's
You're right.
not stupid at all. He's not dumb at all. And him coming and saying, "Gee, gosh, I just didn't know. I just didn't realize. Nobody told me." Yeah, they did. Not only once, but twice. Give me a break.
And we also
okay.
discussed as
he,
well.
He knew. He
okay,
knew
so
exactly
also,
what he was doing, and he didn't care. And he even told Brittany, "I'll have to deal with that outside the house."
Oh, well, we also
like he
we
didn't
also
really care.
As, we also discussed as well when we were doing the first episode of the podcast. We talked about this earlier tonight, Jim, when we had brought up a TikTok video that Kyle had done before going on the show. That was it. Was remember when I thought that the guy was a girl when it was clearly a guy.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, he claims that he doesn't know how to talk around or how to interact with black people, and yet he was making TikToks like that. He was making TikToks that were basically making fun of that were little sketches, you know, making fun of. Black stereotypes, like where he ended up playing rap music, assuming that the black person loved rap music, and he was like, no, this isn't your favorite type of music. I understand it was a complete skit for TikTok, but it's clear that he knew what the ramifications of his.
That's just something in today's society. Even if you feel like that, you don't do it and put it out there.
You know, Kyle has, just to let you know how smart he is, I went on to his LinkedIn. You know how he's been telling everybody that he doesn't have a job? Well, he's been working for something called Podium, as a marketing manager for 4 years and 4 months, and this was posted, like, this is up to date. He's a partnership manager with that company. He went from 2013 to 2017, he went to Weber State University with a grade of 3.9. He went to Utah Valley University after that with a grade of 3.86. He's not stupid.
No, he's not.
What he is...
I think the whole thing with Kyle was, I think he really did have those feelings about how the alliances were breaking down. I really think he honestly felt that. I don't think he was stupid to how it looked. Brittany, like Melissa said, Brittany even told him to look at the optics of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a huge mistake. I think him hooking up with Alyssa was a huge mistake. And I actually think he got jealous of Michael. I think he thought they were the best two players in the house, and Michael was running away with this.
Oh, okay, I have one thing to add to that, on top of that.
Okay.
That is the main thing that he had against Joseph, was because he was jealous of Joseph's relationship with Alyssa. And
yeah.
he even stated to Alyssa, "You talk more with Joseph than you do with me. You laugh a lot when you're with Joseph than you do with me." He was jealous of Joseph. And he even said to,
wow.
He was even talking to, who was it, Monty, or he was talking to somebody and about how Joseph wanted to sleep in the bubble,
sleep in the same room as Alyssa, and Kyle was like, do you want to switch spots? Because, I mean, Alyssa's my girlfriend or whatever. And he goes, he wanted to be in there. He was jealous of Joseph and the relationship that Joseph had with Alyssa. Yep.
Well, the thing with Joseph was he was just a nice guy. I mean, he got along with pretty much everyone.
Right.
I mean, and he wasn't in the house looking for showmances.
No.
I mean, he just got along with people.
Right. Oh.
And he wasn't, you know, in all honesty, he was not very strategic. He was more of a follower and someone that just tagged along with an alliance. He wasn't thinking strategy for himself. He was having fun and just being nice to people. He wasn't after Alyssa. He wasn't even after Taylor. He was just being nice to people.
He does have a crush on Taylor, though.
You know, though, too, Jim, I kind of find it very interesting, though, that, you know, I understand why Michael isn't going after Alyssa this week, because Alyssa, let's face it, she can basically ride to the end for free, and, you know, she's no danger in terms of competitions. Like, she's not going to win a single competition. However, I do find it, you know, for somebody who supposedly is now concerned about optics, I just find it funny that he made such a big deal about Kyle's comments last week, and now he's immediately going to evict a black person this week. But he wants a black person such as Terrence
to be evicted
this week.
I mean, I'm not trying to defend him, because I think it's really shady what he did. But if you look at who's left,
that's right.
That's really his only option, because the other people are with him.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it had to be Terrence and Alyssa, because
he's
trying to stay good with Monty, and he's in with Taylor and Brittany.
Yeah.
And he promised
exactly.
Turner. If he had not promised Turner, he would have been up there this week.
That's right.
Well,
and
yes, guess what? I can guarantee you that if the veto is used, Turner will go on the block.
Yeah, I think so.
And if he goes on the block, he's going to go
out. He's going home.
Yeah, I think
if
so.
If he goes
yeah.
up, he's going home.
Yes.
Yep.
Agreed. Yep.
And you know
Michael
what?
Michael just needs somebody to win the veto other than himself.
That's right. And the best scenario for a Michael win is to get Turner out of the house, because now, you know, when it goes to playing HOHs and vetoes, he really has no competition once Turner's out of the house. Monty, what did he win? He won an HOH at the beginning of the game, didn't he? Or did he win anything?
I think Taylor did, too.
Yeah, Taylor
she
did.
Monty slid cans down a shuffleboard.
Right. Yeah, that's right,
yeah.
Shuffleboard. I knew. I said that last time, and I totally forgot. See, my brain is going. Oh, no.
I'm right with you, Laura. Me too.
What's going to happen? I guess my standpoint is that Michael, to me, made a good move to win the game. You know, and
I guess the argument is that nobody will vote for him in jury, but at the same time, he was going after $750,000. He's playing a game. He's playing a game to win. Did you notice that he never was one to say, when we get to jury, when I get to jury, or, you know, I just want to make it to jury. But a lot of the other players, well, you know, once I make it to jury or whatever, you know, like, why is there so many people that just want to get to jury and not to the end game? You know, I think Michael was focused on getting to the end and winning the $750,000, and he wasn't going to have Kyle, you know, like, the other thing that you can look at, too, is all this stuff, like, Kyle could have said eventually, well, he could have told Monty, he could have told Terrence, he could have told Taylor, well, I told Michael about this. If he would have went to jury and he would have, you know, told somebody or confided in somebody in jury that he told Michael all this stuff and Michael hadn't told any of the POC, they'd be just as pissed off. They're not pissed off because they told them. They're just, because he told them, they're just pissed off because of when he told them.
Right.
Right, right.
Yeah,
that's
because
the whole thing.
It was slimy.
It was so serious of an accusation or a revelation that it's not something you put in your back pocket and hold it until you need it.
Yes, it's not something you put. Thank you, Jim. You're putting it perfectly. It's not, yes.
Yeah. Well,
Brittany even told him how the optics are going to look, and this is still what he wanted to do. That should have been done back then.
Yeah.
You don't put it in your back pocket and hold it until it's going to benefit your game later on.
Then? What good would it have done him then?
Derek put it perfectly as a winner of Big Brother when he said, yeah, you lie, cheat, and steal. But something like this, no.
No, but something like Dan did
The benefit of doing it back then is you still have everyone's trust. He don't have that now.
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah. So even if he does make the end now, who's going to vote for him?
Right.
You know, maybe.
I agree. And last night I disagreed with you guys. I agree with you now. Exactly.
But if he had revealed it earlier, like if he had revealed it that same week, which by the way he was the HOH that week, that he could have.
He's HOH every other week, right?
Did anybody watch last night when he got his room? Because that was very telling, too, when you saw the faces. Because you know damn well none of them wanted to go up and see his HOH room. But it was very interesting when you see the faces sitting there. And trying to be nice, whatever, and the bullshit going on.
To me, something else that's very telling about him is how he held this information about an alliance of white people to go against black people, but yet he's so heavily, heavily into promoting gay people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
good point, Jim.
You're all for this cause, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But this other side, you decide, I'm just going to sit on this a while till it'll help my game and I can get him out of here.
And the way he played it, too. The way he played this whole thing. And Brittany's part of this, too, Jim. Brittany's in there with him, not just him. Brittany went along with this whole mess.
Yeah, the only advantage Brittany has over to Michael is she, like Melissa said, she did warn him about the optics of this.
Yeah.
She did do that. So, but that only makes her more involved because if she's warning him, she knew what it looked like.
She's fully involved because she knew exactly what was going on. And she could have told Michael, we need to tell somebody. We can't sit
or
on that.
Or she could have just told somebody.
There's a point that this was more
really
important. This was
Taylor.
More important
isn't
than
she,
the damn
isn't she
stupid
really
game
close
at that
to Taylor?
Point.
Why didn't she tell Taylor?
This is decency, okay? This is just basic decency, okay?
Yeah.
Which is more important and than this stupid money.
And
is
also
it,
now
is,
Taylor.
Is that
yeah.
not right, Steve?
Yeah.
Isn't Brittany what? Supposed to be a really close ally to Taylor?
Supposedly. You know,
then why wouldn't she just go tell Taylor and then
right.
let Taylor take care of it? Taylor could go
yes.
tell everybody
Taylor
else.
Taylor should have been told
because,
all of this, yes.
Because
all she had to do
because,
was tell Taylor, and
right.
Taylor would tell everybody else.
Because,
Jim, I said the same thing
her,
earlier. They should have gone to Taylor. I agree.
Because her master didn't approve it. That's why.
Well, then that's Brittany, and this is where Brittany, goodbye, Brittany, and you don't deserve to win this game either. Neither
they
of them
really
did.
Hurt to win anyway.
I mean, they've helped their chances of getting there, but they've
mm-hmm. yeah,
probably destroyed
right.
their chances of winning.
Now, Jim, whoever, if anybody is lucky enough to be able to get him out of the game and go to the finals, they got that win. Big time for getting him out. They've got
so
the
you
win.
Think, you
whoever
think
gets his
Kansas,
ass out.
Kansas, so you think if Alyssa goes to the end with Michael, Alyssa will win?
I would have, last night, you know what? Last night I would have said no way in hell. Tonight I'm going to say yes. Alyssa would win.
I think it honestly is possible because, Laura, we discussed this partially last night as well. And the big
yeah,
thing is, and by the way, now Monty or I don't know if it was Monty, but it's definitely been Terrence. Terrence has actually threatened Taylor with his jury vote.
Oh, I can't stand Terrence.
As ugh. Part of the event this week. So
yeah,
I don't know if
well,
Terrence is
but,
just such a little damn crybaby.
He's
but
disgusting, Jim.
Here's the thing. It's now going to be where, okay, let's say that Michael makes it to the end, and he somehow, by God's green earth, lightning strikes everybody in that house except Alyssa, and Alyssa gets awarded a spot in the final two.
Holy crap!
There's going to have been so much discussion. Hmm. Amongst the jurors, who, by the way, with the exception of Kyle
Holy
and Turner,
crap.
If in that instance, what? If it's Michael and Brittany, if it's Michael and Alyssa in the final two, a majority of that jury is going to be people of color, and you
right.
bet your ass that there, you bet
right.
your ass that this move by Michael is going
right.
to be heavily discussed. And, you know, a lot of people say that Terrence isn't really a threat, but
I know, right? That is so
the
cool.
people in the jury currently really, really valued Terrence's opinion quite a lot because they were on the same side as him.
Yeah.
They were on the out of the leftovers
Oof,
with the exception that. Of, with
Holy
the exception
crap.
Of Kyle and Joseph, obviously.
Well,
so,
he won't get there. Terrence will not
yeah.
get to the end.
Oh, no.
What I'm trying to say, though, Jim, is a lot of people may be writing off Terrence right now when it comes to his influence. He could very possibly poison that jury. And Monty
but it'll be
in
such,
will
it'll
also
be
add
such
to it.
Mayhem. It'll be such mayhem because you're going to have Kyle there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're gonna have
oh, crap.
Terrence there. And you're either gonna have Brittany, Taylor, or Michael there. You may have Monty there. It's going to be chaos. It's not just going to be able for Terrence to dictate what everybody does, because there are going to be differing opinions in that house.
Well, Monty is going to be on Team Terrence with not giving the win to Michael. 100%.
Pardon me. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Indy and Jasmine jump on that same bandwagon.
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
They will. After hearing all of this, yes. When it comes to
I agree with that. I think I was speaking more in terms of, if Taylor gets there and Terrence tries to tell the jury, oh, no, we can't vote for her.
But Jim, if she was up against Michael, he wouldn't say that. He would rather see her win than Michael.
But what if it's against Turner?
Oh, if it was Taylor and Turner, he would be Team Turner for sure.
And do you think he could get the others to vote for Turner?
If it was Turner and Taylor together, I would see him trying for Turner to win.
Well, I agree with that, but do you think he can change those other people's minds?
Not all of them. Maybe just
you
a
know,
few.
The story of Taylor.
But honestly, I don't even know about changing the minds, because so many of them didn't really like her.
But after each one of them leaves, they hear in the exit interviews and everything about how crappy
about all the bullshit
she was
that happened. I mean, seriously, Taylor has a good chance. And this makes a lot of sense, too. Even though she didn't win so much, she does have a good argument here. Look at the crap that she put up with. She's been on the block how many damn times? And she escaped it. No, but this is a good player, too. All of the adversity where nobody was talking to her, where she was ostracized. Look at all that she went through and came out just like a rose.
Yeah, I mean, look
That's
what she went through with Paloman.
Too.
Look what she went through early on with Paloman Daniel.
Exactly. Look what she went through. And she succeeded. That's a winner. Maybe she didn't win all the challenges and whatever, like Michael, but she's deserving of this win. She is.
I honestly think if she gets there, she's going to win.
That'd be wonderful.
Unless it's maybe against Turner.
Yeah.
It'll be close.
But I think she beats everybody.
I think she beats everybody else.
It's as Boston
Well, she would
Girl
certainly beat Michael.
As Boston Girl just said in our Blog Talk chat room, Terrence is a legend in his own mind.
Yes. I like Boston Girl. She is just right on the money.
Okay, you know what? I have a question for you, and it's totally never going to happen, obviously. But let's say at the end of this game, it was Michael and Kyle on the block.
Oh my goodness.
In the final two, who would you put to win?
Yeah.
Who would I vote for, or who do I think the jury would vote for?
Both.
Michael.
I would vote for Michael to win. I think the jury would vote for Kyle to win.
I don't. Is this before or after his downfall?
After.
I guess this is after. Like if he had somehow survived and got to the end with Michael, who would you vote for, and who do you think the jury'd vote for?
It'd be close, Jim. It'd be a close fight, because he's got friends
there.
Yeah,
it would. I might just pull a quarter out of my pocket and flip it.
And then toss it, yeah. It's a toss.
I personally,
this is what I think. I think that Michael would win. And I think that
I think the jury would vote for Michael to win because they would say six of one and half a dozen of the other. Let's compare their resume.
Yeah.
And they would say, well, you know, he did win, 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 win. He did get himself to the end.
Right.
And
But I don't understand this because he, this is after he let everybody know about Kyle, right? So what's the difference then?
Well, here's the other thing you have to consider. The other thing you have to consider is different players look at the game in different ways. Just like on Survivor, when a jury's looking at a player's resume, they may see four or five, you know, immunity wins or something, but you didn't do anything else. You didn't help around camp. You weren't social. You really weren't strategic. All you did was win challenges. You're not going to get their vote.
Michael was strategic.
And if, I mean, maybe some of these jury members are not going to vote for Michael just because he won competitions.
Yes, but he was also, he got along with everybody. He was very strategic. He had a really good pulse on the game. I think that all around, if it were between Kyle and Michael, Michael would win.
Yeah, I have to agree
with that. Well, I'm not saying he wouldn't. I'm just, but I do,
whoa,
I do sort of disagree with that because
I better go inside.
I think he's burned a lot of bridges.
I mean, it's a point of the jury would look at both of them as slimy. Both of them were slimy characters. But the thing is, if they're looking at who played the hardest, who, you know, and they would have to take it down that way. And then look at Kyle. Where was he spending most of his time? In bed with Alyssa. He wasn't even really playing. So he doesn't sit. I think they would give the win to Michael for things like that. They wouldn't want to give Michael the win because I don't think they're going to like, especially the people of color, they're not going to like either of them.
Yeah,
they're going to be disgusted with both of them.
They would also take into account, too, what kind of representative do we want to have as the winner of this season? Would voting for Kyle basically signal to the outside world that we think that being racist is okay as long as they're forgiven? Or would we, I don't even know how to explain, I don't even know how to describe Michael. But
I mean, listen, I wish you would listen. I keep saying that. Jim, seriously, you too. They pinpointed it so beautifully with why it would be awful for Michael to win. Derek and Cody. And there's the two winners. These are two big winners. And I know Derek is, I mean, people respect the hell out of him. But these are two winners that were so appalled at Michael and how they hate the idea of him winning.
Yeah, but there's other BB people that are saying totally different, Kansas. So, you know, there are two people that are agreeing.
These are two winners. These are two winners.
So I'm talking about winners, too. You know, there's all kinds of BB past house guests that are winners, too. Like, I mean, there's people that have played the game several times that are rooting for Michael, despite everything.
I'd love to hear who is.
Janelle.
Who's rooting for him so I can listen. Who?
Janelle, for one. Yeah.
She's not a winner.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. It does matter, though. These are winners.
No, it doesn't. Okay. Why does it matter?
These are winners. And Janelle, maybe Janelle might have changed her mind knowing all of this crap. Maybe Janelle might change her mind a little bit.
I just saw her post yesterday, so she knows about it. So I don't know.
I changed my mind from yesterday. Laura, ask these guys here. I changed my mind big time from last night.
Sure, you know, I get it, you know, but I mean, I'm not going to change my stance.
But that's okay.
Matthew. That's good. You know, you have your opinion, I have mine.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
I think
if
I think
I was
in
paying,
the
If I was playing for $750,000, I probably would have done what Michael did. I'm sorry, you can hate me all you want, but I would have had something. I would have had something in my back pocket, and that just happened to be it. And
but,
you know,
but Laura, do you look at the ramifications of holding on to it? Do you take in consideration if I hold on to this and I use it later, they may get on to me or get offended by me because I didn't tell them right away?
Do you consider that? Maybe you don't know how to tell them.
Okay, you know. So I have one thing to say about it. You know what? At the end of the day, he will pocket that money, the $750,000. He'll go back home, and he doesn't give a crap about what everybody says about it.
Pretty much.
He doesn't. Because he's going to have the money, and if everybody is going to rake him over the coals, he doesn't really care.
There's more
he's
people
got his
raking.
Man. He's got his man, he's got his money, and
he might if America hates him so much, it might be a little bit of a difference. He doesn't know what's going on in the outside world.
That might change a little bit when he knows he might not give a shit what the other players think.
But if the outside world is going to be saying terrible stuff about him, it might get to him.
As many people that hate him, there are still the equal amount of people who are backing him.
That's right. Yeah, go to Twitter.
I don't go to Twitter.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you.
Jim,
it just looks to me like the only way this season is going to be salvaged in the majority of the Big Brother fans is if someone wins other than Michael, Brittany, or Alyssa. If somebody else wins, they'll be all right.
Actually, you can add Turner to that list, too.
To what?
They don't care about Turner now. So, basically, to Big Brother Twitter, the only two viable winners this season are Monty and Taylor. And you can speculate why.
And they look what they tried to do to Turner's business. And here's another thing, Laura. Who's not to say that some crazy psycho fans might not go after Michael's law practice or whatever? They already look what they did to Turner.
Well,
there's crazy psycho fans out there
that do
shit like this.
Yeah,
so
it could hurt Michael.
I think Turner has kind of quietly played a pretty good game.
Yeah,
and look at all the hate that he got, Jim. None of us understood why people were targeting him like that in his business. That's what I'm saying. If Turner was targeted like this by the psycho fans, well, who's not to say that these same kind of fans are going to be so furious with Michael they might not go after his law practice and try to screw him over?
Well, Kansas, we're talking about that Big Brother fans, as popular as Taylor is, and she just won some kind of contest on E as best reality favorite. As much as she seems so beloved, there are some people out there that can't stand her guts.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
what's the reasoning? I don't get it. For what? What do they say that's so bad about her?
Well,
because she didn't.
They knocked her about not nominating someone just because they were black. They knocked her because of all the damn eating of potato chips. I mean, it's just stupid little stuff.
I was upset at her as a game player. I was upset at her for not putting Jasmine up. But I stressed every time that that doesn't mean how I feel about her as a person. I might not like the player, but I love the person. I said that so many times.
They knocked her for crying.
I have,
Some of them knocked her saying she's nothing but a pageant queen.
No, please. She's so much more than that.
They knocked her saying all she's trying to do, is use her body and everything to influence the guys.
That hurts my heart here to hear that too. That's such bullshit.
Okay.
She's such a good person.
And here's another thing. Here's another thing. Is when they were in the hot tub or they were close to the hot tub or pool or whatever, maybe they were even in the hammock. But it was Michael and Brittany and Taylor were talking, and Michael said he doesn't know what to think about Alyssa. He says he knows that she is an emotional player, genuinely an emotional player or an emotional person, but it appears that she is crying right now. He's not sure. Well, I don't want to say it, but, and Taylor says, roll your eyes and brush it off. And she says, just so you know, I've learned not to be too concerned with a white woman's tears. She says, you feel your feelings, but just know I'm not responsible for them. Now, a lot of people are really mad that she used the term white woman's tears.
Yeah.
But what they do fail to realize is all of the racism that she has had to deal with, especially from white women in the pageant world. She had told that when she became Miss Michigan, people were going crazy, sending her messages. You need to give up your crown so a white woman can win. White women were crying and having an absolute conniption fit. You know, and to top it off, Alyssa cries several times a day. She will cry at the drop of a hat. She is skilled in crying on cue. Okay? And some of it, I think, may be genuine. But some of it, I do believe,
I used to cry when I first got pregnant.
Yeah. Look at me. Look at me. Give me the attention. And when all of this was going on, she was crying about how it affected her. And everybody just wanted to roll their eyes at her and say, oh, please.
Maybe she did another pregnancy test and found out she's pregnant.
I don't know.
Melissa,
I'm wondering on that too, Laura, seriously.
Melissa, to that point about what she said about a white woman's tears, I mean, there are things like that in life, and maybe you don't mean it in a racist way because, I mean.
Exactly.
If you know me and TD, Tyrone Davis, you know, who was on Survivor. Everybody knows we're big buddies. And I tease him all the time about why he got voted out. I said, you know, a black man can't pass up them hot wings, man. You're going to eat them wings. And he don't think nothing about that. It's just the truth. And I don't mean anything by it. Hell, I eat more wings than he does, probably. So, sometimes... I mean, it's just different cultures, and maybe that's her experience. Maybe that's her experience with white girls.
But the problem is with the Big Brother fans; they will jump. They listen to every word they say. They're on this live feed, and they will pinpoint it.
Especially in the world that we live in now.
Yes,
they're toxic.
I agree.
Yes,
I agree.
Yeah, they are.
Teresa. Yes.
They latch on to anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
And will stretch it out to the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I agree. So
you've
got
to be
so
careful when you're.
That's why I say I would never be on Big Brother.
Melissa
agrees. I think Melissa. She probably didn't mean that in a racist way. It was just what she's used to seeing in her life.
But the Big Brother fans are
going
to take it in a racist way.
Well,
they say you don't know. They say you don't know cutthroat and bitterness till you get involved in pageants, how those girls are.
Yep.
They haven't walked in her shoes. That's the thing.
She said that her agent, after Miss Michigan, her agent was crying because she got text messages for Taylor to give up her crown from the management of the pageant.
I just said that.
That is so ridiculous.
I had just said that.
But it wasn't just girls. It was the management of the pageant.
Terrible. Terrible.
You know, so.
She won fair and square. Get over it. I mean, you know, she won fair and square. It was Miss Michigan. It wasn't Miss White Michigan.
That's right.
Yeah. And then she went on to win Miss Congeniality in the Miss USA pageant.
Right,
yeah, that's not
right.
a small feat.
No,
yeah,
that's not
a small it's kind of hard to win that when your voters are all other women that are against you.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just I had to come inside. We are having such a light show here. If you could hear me saying, "Wow, whoa, woo,"
yeah,
it's because of the lightning show we're getting.
Wow.
Like, okay, now I got to come inside because it's getting bad.
Getting a bad
storm.
Yeah,
this weather is just crazy everywhere, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a heat
wave. Earlier I was having issues because my dogs wouldn't stop barking.
The weather comment, Steve, is kind of funny because, you know, I told everybody on Sports Whispers today that all the SEC folks, you know, off the SEC network, they're all in at Fayetteville. You know, Feinbaum and Marty and McGee and Laura, everybody's up there. And one of the funny things that Paul Feinbaum said today was how beautiful the weather was because they were worried about it. Coming in yesterday, he said, but you know what? This is Arkansas, and you know how the weather is here. It changes every day.
Jim, speaking of Arkansas, remember when I sent you a private message telling you I was staying in Arkansas for the night when we went to go visit Sarah in Mississippi?
Yeah.
It was so funny. The hotel we stayed at in Arkansas, wherever it was I told you we were at, I posted something about it. I was saying it smelled like molded ass.
Ew.
Ugh.
And of course, you get the literal people that be like, how do you know what that smells like?
But you know what? Living in so many of us that live in the Midwest, we're so blessed not to have that monsoon crap, you guys. Look at what's been going on with so many of these other states. You know, Texas, Nevada.
Jackson, Mississippi's been underwater.
Yeah, Mississippi. I mean, we're blessed to not
have
that.
That's scary because when you talk
about
Jackson.
Yeah, we've got a store down in Jackson, and it's... I mean, haven't had to close, but, you know, the business has really been bad because people can't get out because the water's so high there.
I can't even
imagine.
Yeah,
that's about a half an hour where Sarah's at.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly where she's at.
In fact, Jackson's where Alyssa goes to ABA.
All right, Steve, it looks like we got about 1 minute left. Time for the warning.
Yep. So anybody who isn't on the line right now, you only have, like, literally 30 seconds to call in. Otherwise, Anybody that is currently on the line, do not hang up, because if you hang up or you get disconnected in any way, or if I get disconnected somehow, which let's flip a coin and see what Xfinity decides to want to do tonight. I know what it's going to do tomorrow night, more than likely. We may or may not get disconnected, so hopefully we do not. But just in case.
Yep.
Do not disconnect or do not accidentally hang up, because you will not be able to get back on the line.
Yep.
And you will
we
be
are
SOL.
Now in, we are now into the overtime hour, so let's do it. One more hour.
Well, I'd love to expand on the Alyssa talk this time when you were bringing up things with Alyssa, because this is something else that I learned. You know, because I don't watch the live feed so much, so, and I know a lot of you guys do, so I wanted to get your perspective on this. Because this all was interesting with me with Alyssa, because this was brought up in the conversation with Alyssa and Kyle, I guess when they were having the discussion, you know, where he was apologizing to her or whatever, and I guess she was breaking up with him at the time before she slept with him and broke up and slept with him again before all that mess. But this is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that Alyssa was selfish as hell, because she was saying to Kyle something to the point of, you know, that you didn't look out for me or something to this. It wasn't like she cared about the horrible things that he did in the house. That didn't bother her. She was upset about, you didn't look out for me. And if I get married or whatever, you know, I think I saw some of this on Big Brother, but they didn't show this whole thing. You know, but it was a point of where she was accusing him of not looking out for her. Meanwhile, he was giving up his whole game for this girl. He threw his whole game away for her. What do you guys feel on that? Because I'm here, because
well,
I heard some. They,
okay.
It was like down on Alyssa.
I can tell you. All right. Let
she
me
took,
tell you a little bit about this. Because this is what happened. Is during the house meeting, it was brought up that he was ready to evict her in the very beginning of the game.
Uh-huh.
He wanted her gone.
For his game. Oh, I remember that, yes.
Right. And then that he was gung-ho, or not gung-ho, but he was, that he wanted to get her gone. He wanted to evict her and stuff like that. And that's why she was saying that she needed somebody to stick up for her all the time.
Yeah,
but he did. I mean, he threw his whole game away
for her. She also said he has not done. I have done way more for his game than he has done for my game. He has never stuck up for me. He has never.
But she said she did more for his. Wait, Steve. She said she did more for his game. Is that what she said?
Yes.
She did more for his game.
Wait. I got to call Tom. Who? This guy named Barry Stambler in Big Brother Whispers. I'm gonna have to read this. I'm gonna have to read this off because it's hilarious. He wrote what his zings would be.
Remaining. I saw that.
It is hilarious.
Oh, let me hear.
All right, I'm going to read it. He says to Kyle, if he was still in there, you lasted 1 hour and 10 seconds on the wall. That's 1 hour longer than you lasted on Alyssa. Zing. And then, Alyssa, you keep saying Kyle is your happy place. Well, if you really want to be happy, go to the happiest place on earth, the beautiful country of Newark, New Jersey. then you can take him to the most romantic city, Paris, you know,
Paris.
Which is in London. And then, Taylor, you certainly love eating your potato chips, So how come your favorite lay is in the jury? Zing! Turner, you are staying in Big Brother. You have to keep your hands clean. Well, will it help if I show you where the showers are in this house?
Yeah. That's a good
one. Terrence, you say you love Big Brother, so how come till now you've been playing Big Daddy? Brittany, you love to hypnotize people. Well, you better hypnotize these people into thinking you can make your own decisions.
Yeah, well said.
Monty, you seem to love Rihanna and all your shout-outs to her. Well, I know Rihanna, and she has a shout-out for you. Leave me the hell alone. Zing! Michael, you are so smart. You are so nice. You are so clever. You are so sweet. So how come people compare you to Charlie Sheen? Because you keep telling people you are winning. Zing!
Well, apparently, Jim.
I don't know who this guy is, but he's hilarious.
Jim, that made me remember that Zingbot is this week, and because of that,
yeah, Sunday
Michael
night.
Michael apparently got the worst zing, and when I say worst,
I mean worst in terms of
vicious. Basically, the zings from what I've gathered. Turner's zing was about not showering. Michael's was for basically being two-faced, for being ugly and needing a mask, like something having to do with a mask and being two-faced, that he doesn't need a mask or something, like he's two-faced.
So he's so ugly or something. Yeah.
No, I didn't hear anything about two-faced, but I heard about being ugly, and I thought that was kind of...
Well, Michael's been pissed off ever since.
My line I always use when somebody's being two-faced is I'm like, if you're two-faced, why the hell are you using the one that you're using?
Taylor got hurt for having a cold heart for some reason.
Oh, I hate that.
Wow.
Whatever the hell that means.
Oh, man. I don't know where that came from.
Brittany's was for being boring, which makes sense.
Yeah, that's true.
And Terrence got made fun of for being an underground, meaning nobody knows who the hell he is, being an underground DJ. Alyssa's zing was useless and dead weight.
Very good. Like that.
And Monty, I forget exactly what his was, but he said that his didn't even make any sense.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. So Monty says to Taylor, when a woman's heart is cold, you're unsure if it even beats, and that's something to fear. It sounds like this is what the zing was about, because it gives people permission to paint her as unempathetic.
Mm.
So,
weird, because she has shown everybody nothing but empathy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I agree. Really doesn't make. I mean, I guess they were having to stretch hard to find something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Monty's was about being boring because he said something in the live feeds. Am I boring? Like, I didn't think I was that boring.
Oh, yeah. So basically, they had nothing. They had nothing for Monty and Brittany then, essentially. So they used the same kind of zing.
Yeah. It was, you know, I didn't like, I think they're getting kind of mean with those zings, you know, meaner.
Well, that's the way they are. We used to do that. We used to do that in our Whispers games.
Yeah.
We had someone that would show up named Gamebot instead of Zingbot,
uh-huh,
and roast all the players,
uh-huh,
and would roast me, you know, as being the host.
The funny thing is,
here's what was crazy to me. As it went along, trying to do everybody, there would be players in the game waiting and be messaging saying, do me, do me, do me, do me. They wanted to get roasted.
I remember in the one Whispers game I played with Patrick, the one I still remember to this day, when Gamebot said, Patrick, you're the reason God gave the middle finger.
Was he the young drunk kid that died, Jim? Is that Patrick?
No, this is somebody that was in Whispers.
Okay. Well, this guy was in Whispers. I forget his name. The one that used to call in drunk all the time, and then he told me that he ended up dying.
You're talking about Brian.
Okay.
You're talking about Brian Williams.
Brian, okay.
Yeah.
It's been a while now since we've even talked
about
him.
Yeah, it has.
That's who I thought he was.
He was very loyal, but he had his demons, and he couldn't conquer them. I mean, we hung with him quite a bit, didn't we, Steve? Over and over and over.
Multiple times.
Yeah. But I remember that, Teresa. That was a good one.
And what's it called? By the way, about Alyssa's zing, what's even more devastating about hers is the fact that they repeated it. They repeated useless and dead weight multiple times.
Did she ever go to Michael and tell him that she wants to be put out of the game, like you guys were saying? Did she do that because she wants to be with?
No,
she wants to be with Kyle.
No,
nope.
See, I thought that was when we got off the phone. I was thinking about when you were telling me how Kyle was saying to her, you know, come out after me or whatever, and we can spend time in the jury house together. And later on, I thought to myself, how selfish is he? Because most of the times with these showmances, they would tell them, fight hard. This is, you know, don't blow it. You know, be strong. Even though I'm not there, this is important. You need to win this. So you need to give it all you got. And for him to say, oh, get evicted and come and be with, that's so freaking selfish. Yeah, throw your game away, Alyssa.
For 10 seconds.
That, exactly. That's a terrible thing to do, though.
Yeah,
I was thinking
like,
of that last night. It's like, what a little shit.
And by the way, the HOH competition, and I ended up deleting a thread today that I had made last night because I guess, you know, I don't feel like dealing with ass clowns, especially with how my day went today. I just didn't feel like dealing with somebody with this specific ass clown. They're lucky that I didn't boot them. But the one thing I had said was that Michael, the other house guest, must not even be trying because Michael apparently obliterated them in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like 2.5 minutes, they said, was how, according to Monty, that was the time of the competition.
Wow.
It was 2.5 minutes.
Oh,
and
man.
Apparently it wasn't even close.
Well, I expected him to win.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys, I got to get going. Have a nice night. Have a great chat. Thanks for chatting with me. Thanks for putting
night,
up
Laura.
With me. And
thank you for putting up with me too.
Okay,
have a good night,
good.
Laura.
Have a good week.
It was good to chat with you again, Laura.
You too, Jim. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Bye, Laura.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, it's funny.
So
I took a 2.5-hour nap after I got home from work, and I'm still tired. Well, I'll tell you what. I had one third grader.
Oh, no.
He had done everything under the sun but listen and follow directions. And then I had another third grader who decided to announce that he farted. And I'm like, yes.
Did he ask somebody to pull his finger before he farted? If somebody pulled it, did he fart and then the entire school blew down?
No.
Aw.
But I told him TMI, and he goes, "What does that mean?"
He sounds like a real demon.
It's a wonder he didn't know what it meant.
Just picture Tommy Boy as an 8-year-old.
Oh boy.
Well, I'm not going to say anything about him because I'm fully expecting things to hear about Carter and Autumn and Winter when they get there.
But I will say
kids are kids. Out of the mouths of babes, they say.
Yeah, right.
I will say this. Despite this, I wouldn't trade my job for $1 million.
Oh, I bet you're the most wonderful teacher. I bet you're
what?
So sweet
I think our issue with Autumn will be that she thinks she's such a princess, queen, diva, or whatever, and then the problem with Carter is going to be he's just like he only knows one speed, you know, full blast, and they're going to have to try to slow him down a little bit. And I don't know about Winter yet.
He's not okay. He's still a little tiny kid. He's still a tot. And
I know he
will
slow
down on his own.
I know he is,
oh,
but he's
no
spoiled as hell.
How old is Carter?
His mama has spoiled the crap out of him. She spoils the boys, and I spoil the girls.
Oh, my.
It ain't no big
secret.
How old
is Carter now?
He's like 3 or 4.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not like Alyssa getting mad because I took a handful of her goldfish and she squeezes my cheek so hard it leaves a mark.
No, one of the main things about our, they respect mom and daddy.
They
try to pull something over mom and daddy, and I've had a few things pulled over me, especially when little JJ was younger. She got me in so much trouble with her mama. Woo! She got a credit card number for me one time so she could download some music online. And then she decided, well, I think we should have pizza tonight. So she just calls in and orders pizza and uses the credit card number. And the pizza arrives, and JJ and I are kind of looking at each other like, did you order this? No, I didn't order this. And say, give us the pizza. And I'm like, well, how much do I owe you? And he says, oh, it's already been paid. And now we're really looking at each other. And poof, JJ gone out the room. Little JJ gone out of the room.
How old was she?
Oh, she was, let's see, 14. She was about 10.
Mm.
10 years old. And I got the blame. I got the blame because when it all came up in kind of like a little mini house meeting,
uh-huh.
She said, well, Daddy gave me the credit card number.
Be glad she didn't spend more money, Jim. She could have bought more stuff, expensive stuff.
JJ's like, what? And I'm like, I gave her the credit card number to get some music downloaded online. I didn't tell her to order damn pizzas. And so, but I got the blame for it. And the funniest part is the next weekend we get more pizza.
Well, Jim, the music was the pizza song.
We get more pizza. And here we, you know, we're like, here we go again.
Wow.
And we're like, nope, not me. And JJ's like, not me. Little JJ's like, it wasn't me. Papa Don ordered it for me. JJ's daddy. We're like, Lord have mercy. We are actually recreating there's a reason why she's called Little JJ. That is JJ.
Well, that's okay. When Sarah was 7, I made this dress for her, and she did not like it. So what does she do? She gets on the phone, calls my mom, and says, Grandma, please tell my mom not to make me wear this dress.
So I guess we found out more about what happened with Terrence. I guess apparently at the nomination ceremony there was some sort of blow up. Terrence apparently blew up on Taylor during the nomination ceremony. And then he ended up giving everyone a hug except for Taylor. Taylor then went and cried. Went and cried in the bedroom.
What the?
Well, Steve, why did he blow
up
on Taylor? She didn't nominate him. These were Michael's nominations. What did she do?
I have no idea.
He hates her guts.
But she didn't do the nominating.
Why?
That was Michael.
Why, Melissa? Why does he hate her so much?
Because he was in with Nicole and Daniel, and they hated her. And he was doing her so wrong. He was trying to get her evicted time and time again. And then she had the audacity to put him on the block.
Hmm.
Did you guys see the picture today of JoJo, Gina Marie,
and Pooch?
Pooch?
Yeah.
Pooch? What the hell was Pooch doing with them?
He's one of their own now.
He lives up in their area.
Yep, so he's one of Long Island's finest.
Yeah, Gina Marie, man, she's losing a lot of weight. Looks like
I know it didn't. Honestly, it didn't look like her at first.
Yeah, it don't really even look like her. She's so thin.
She was never a heavy girl. She was
built beautifully. Yeah, but I mean, she's really thin now, Kansas.
Do you think it might be with the depression, with what happened with her fiance, and
I don't know. It could be.
What happened?
We've had her on the podcast before.
He passed away.
Or she lost her fiance.
Yeah, I know. But I think
Teresa was just out. She didn't know.
If I'm not mistaken, I think she's with somebody else now, though. I have to ask JoJo. But I think she's with somebody else.
Hopefully you'll be able to get her on the podcast again. I love talking to her.
Which one?
This wasn't with JoJo. This was Gina Marie that lost her fiance, Teresa. Not JoJo.
Not JoJo.
No, Gina Marie's the one that lost
Gina Marie, and we've had JoJo a couple of times. And, yeah, JoJo will come back. She just said she ain't been
watching
the show, so she don't know what she'd be talking about.
It looks like the rumor is that
I talk to JoJo all the time.
Looks like the rumor is that the veto competition will be Big Brother Comics, and I have a feeling it could be attached to Zingbot as well, because usually Big Brother likes to basically crunch things into, two themes at the same time.
Yeah.
So,
Steve, Jim, off topic real quick, and then we'll get back on topic. But
yep.
Have you seen the World Baseball Classic roster, the starting lineup for Team USA?
I saw part of it. I didn't see the complete.
Catcher, JT, Realmuto. First base, Paul Goldschmidt. Second base, Trevor Story. Third base, Nolan Arenda.
Yeah, I saw that story.
Shortstop, Trey Story. Outfield, Mookie Betts, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper. DH, Pete Alonso. That's pretty damn strong.
I didn't see Mookie Betts, but wow. Yeah, that and plus you got on the coaching staff, you got Mark DeRosa is the manager. You have Jerry Manuel, Andy Pettit, Ken Griffey Jr. all on the staff, as well as Dave Rigetti.
Other players that have been added to the bench so far, you know, they'll have to add others, but so far are Will Smith, Tim Anderson, Cedric Hollins, and Kyle Tucker.
Not bad at all.
Not bad
and,
at all. You're right.
And also,
pretty damn strong.
It looks like Michael Young is joining the coaching staff as well.
Okay.
I think he's,
all right,
I think
now
he's,
we'll get
what,
we'll
former,
get back to Big Brother. I just had to throw that in real quick because I just saw it.
Yeah, I had seen part of it. I didn't see the whole roster though. So that's the first you telling me actually was the first I've heard of the whole roster.
And they'll have to add some starting pitchers. They got to get their starting pitchers.
We'll of course be discussing that tomorrow night on the Sports Whispers Weekly Pod, if my service will allow me to go through the whole entire show.
I hope you're discussing a Razorback win over Cincinnati.
Hopefully I'll be able to watch it. Hopefully it's not just on the SEC network
isn't it on ESPN or ESPN2 or somewhere?
It might be. I'm gonna have to take a look real quick. What time is it? Is it a an afternoon game?
Yeah, 2:30.
Okay. Let me see.
I'm leaving here in the morning at 8. I'll be there by 9.
Yep, it's on ESPN at 3:30.
Okay.
Well, 3:30 my time.
Okay. So I'll be there by 9, get all checked in and head out. I got sideline pass.
You're lucky.
Speaking of which, if anybody's looking for some cheap entertainment, all day tomorrow, they're having, across the country, they're having $3 movies.
On what?
A lot of the theaters nationwide are having
$3.
Okay.
And Steve, tomorrow, don't forget, because it's early in the day, tomorrow is Clash at the Castle.
Clash at the Castle. We'll be talking about that. We will definitely.
And it happens
Alexis
early in the day because of the time difference. So don't forget the time difference.
Yeah, I got
sure
to
watch.
I got to be sure to set a reminder.
Yeah, I'll watch. I'll probably end up watching it later because I'll be going to the game. But there's a lot of talk that Roman's going to drop the straps.
Well, there's going to be a press conference afterwards, and normally they don't do press conferences.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to drop the straps, and I think they're doing it because he wants to be part-time like Cena used to.
Possibly. And I wouldn't be surprised if we have a surprise or two tomorrow night, a surprise return or two. But anyway,
well, I think Braun's coming back Monday night.
He is, yes.
Yeah.
That's already been confirmed. He's been booked officially.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Bray's coming back too, but I don't know when.
Yeah, it's not known as of now, but he is, according to a source of mine who hasn't been wrong yet. It sounds like they've come to an agreement. So,
yeah, that's good. Those are two good moves. Triple H knows what he's doing.
Oh, he definitely does. But anyways, we'll of course be discussing that tomorrow night on the Sports Pod. I do know Alexis. It sounds like she's going to be joining me. So, obviously, I'll have Lou, and I think Alex hopefully will call in. Alex has been joining me the last couple of he's a friend of Lou's, so he's been joining the show the last couple of times.
And Games Gridiron kicks off this weekend.
Yep. Tabulating some of the results already, so
everybody get their picks in.
Yes.
I think we're waiting on just two people. I think.
Who are they? Do I need to hit them up?
No, I'm gonna say. Well, I mean, I'm gonna send them a reminder. But where was it? Let me go back to. I was talking with Tim earlier. Because I finally got Brenda to give her to make a change on hers because I didn't realize that. Let's see. So it wasn't. So I got Brenda and
Teresa said she got hers in. Is it?
Oh, okay.
Did Rel get his
so
in?
No, Rel and Jen are the ones we're waiting on right now. I believe.
I'll tag them.
But
Rel won
see.
Last season. What's he waiting on?
Oh no, we got Jen, so we're waiting on Rel. Wait a minute, Teresa,
okay.
You didn't get. Wait, hang on.
You got Megan's mom, and
yeah. We
and
got
you
Jen.
Don't have you don't have Rel.
Rel, we don't have Rel, and
yeah,
I don't see Teresa's picks in here. Teresa, you need to make your picks. I don't see your picks in here. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Let me scroll. Yeah, no, I don't see your picks in here. So it has to be the ones that you'll be able to choose from. Well, actually, I think all of tonight's are out of it. Yeah, because tonight all of tonight's games have already started. So
you'll have to do six from Saturday plus Monday's game.
Okay, do I just
or
have to tell me where to go for that?
Hang on.
All the spreads are in that thread in Sports Whispers. I bet you Megan's mom picked Florida State.
Yeah, yep. She did.
I knew it.
Florida State and the Gators,
Melissa, that's
too.
Crazy. In whispers, I have watched her daughter grow up from the age of 13. And
is it James Gridiron?
And she always wanted to grow up and go to Florida State. That's what her goal was. And she did. She went to Florida State. And then we get her mom in Sports Whispers. And so me and her mom talk about Megan a lot. It's crazy.
Megan Marie?
Megan Schmidt. Megan Schmidt. She's in Big Brother Whispers and follows me on Twitter. That's where I talk to her most of the time on Twitter. I've tried to help her get on a couple of reality shows, and it just hasn't come through yet. They've talked to her, but it hadn't come through yet. She's a good girl. She's a good girl. And she used to drive me nuts when she was young like that, when she was like 13, 14. Because she would talk suggestive about other guys, and I would just go bonkers, like, what are you doing? What are you saying? And JJ would say, Jim, she's just yanking your chain. She's just messing with you. And I was like, well, I don't like it. And JJ would just laugh it off like, she's just messing with you, Jim. Because, I mean, I looked at her as like a daughter. I mean, because she started out in Big Brother Whispers when she was 13 and playing our Whispers game. Seen a lot of them grow up in there, Steve. A lot of them.
A whole lot of them.
Yeah.
And there are some still in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you this right now. The feeds are absolutely dead. There's, like, literally no updates whatsoever.
Haven't they pretty much been dead all season? I mean, I don't watch them. I've looked a couple of times, but I don't watch them. JJ watches them, but she don't even watch them as much as she used to because she said there's nothing going on. It's just dead. And JJ told me it's turned off as much as it's turned on.
Yes, very true.
Pretty much, there's just not really anything. Like, usually it happens in spurts.
They
turn
it off during interesting discussions, though, Steve. They'll be into these heated discussions, and then they'll turn it off.
Yeah.
And that sucks, too, because we want
to
see what's going on.
Trying to hide what's going on and save it for... The
yeah,
live shows.
Save it for TV.
But they're not even showing everything on the live shows. They're cutting so much
matter
out
fact,
there,
I
too.
It would be, Steve, it would be really interesting to see the viewership numbers on live feeds over the years and see if they're trending down because of how they cut them so often.
I'd be surprised if so many people canceled.
Let me see if I can find it. I don't think. I think only those numbers would be available to people who work for Paramount Plus. I don't think they have those.
Yeah, and they're not gonna. They're not going to post them if they're down.
I don't think they'll post them, period, honestly. Like, those are probably just for them to know, like, as far as how many viewers are actually watching.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, though, that the as far as the episodes go, the episodes have been pretty consistent this year.
Teresa, you need one more game plus the Monday night game, which is Clemson and Georgia Tech. So you need one more game and then either Clemson or Georgia Tech. Because you've got one, two, three, four, five games so far. You need six plus Monday night.
Okay.
So you need one more game and Monday night's game.
Ooh, last night's episode actually got quite the drop.
Did it?
Down to about 3.6 mil.
Well.
And ever since last Sunday, that's about a drop of about 400,000 viewers.
Wow,
that's a lot.
Drop.
Yeah.
That's a big drop.
Uh huh.
Because Wednesday's episode.
Well, Melissa, why do you think that is? Is it because of how they're handling the feeds, or the house guest?
I think it's the feeds.
Teresa, you need
on.
Teresa, you need two games because Penn State played last night, so you can't pick them.
All right.
So you need two games plus Monday. So Melissa, you think it's more of how they handle the feeds and they keep cutting them off?
You mean the show, the ratings for the actual show?
Yeah, do you think it has anything to do with the feeds?
Actually, I'm thinking no, probably not the feeds. It's probably the racism thing. People just want to turn it off.
Yeah, I think people are kind of getting sick of seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Part of Terrence is talking to Monty right now. And Terrence is telling Monty what he said to Michael. He said, "Michael, you are doing phenomenal in this part of the game. But when I go to jury, there is a lot of things that you are going to have to answer for. The timeline on what happened with Kyle. And I believe there is more that Kyle wanted to share." I said, "I am going to go to jury. I am going to figure it out. And I'm going to bring my timeline on what I feel was an ugly, disgusting gameplay. You, meaning Michael, are going to have to think about that as you move forward."
I think Terrence is just trying to use his jury vote as a weapon. He thinks that, hey, I'm going to have a jury vote. Y'all better
do that,
Jim.
He will keep me in this game.
Or I won't
vote
for you.
Him and Monty already talked about this. Him and Monty do not want Michael to win.
They think what he did was shady as shit. And Monty agrees with it, too. He just said jury management is a real thing. You have seen people not win because of how they mismanaged the jury, especially when things are said that are so clearly not true as far as the timing not being good.
And Steve, Kyle will jump on the bandwagon like a little child full of glee because it'll take a lot of the heat off of him. So if the heat's going to go on to Michael, he will play on that train.
But the most important thing now, though, is that Michael, because of this HOH win, can play in every single veto moving forward.
Someone has to get him out, Steve. One person gets him out, they make it to the end, they won the game. Whoever knocks him out will win if they can get to the final two.
Do you want me to tell you who it's going to be?
I'll tell you who I'm hoping who it's going to be. I'm hoping that it's Monty and Taylor. I'd love to see them two at the end. I'm hoping.
I think it's going to be one of them, and I think I don't know why, but I have this feeling Taylor's going to come up with some kind of big win at a very good time in the game. I don't know why. I just have that feeling.
And get rid of Michael.
All right, Teresa.
Yeah.
Okay. She won the game. If she does that, she got the game. Locked in.
Teresa, you're all set.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. So all you need is Rel now, and I tagged him. So
yeah, he'll probably get back to you in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, the guy won last season, so you know he's gonna get his picks in.
Usually he waits until the very last minute. That's what he.
Watching TV shows where people are picking games. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can watch them every Saturday morning. There's TV shows where these so-called prognosticators are picking the games, and that's what he's doing.
Well, he must be doing something right because he ended up winning last season.
Yeah.
And guys, real quickly before we get knocked off, for everybody's good health, just know if you're interested, they're going to be coming out. It's going to be any day now. The Omicron that's out there, the new vaccine. So anybody can get it. Doesn't matter as long as you had a booster 2 months ago. Because mine was 5 months. I thought I had to wait till six. But you can get it. So just so, if anybody's interested, this should be covering most of the Omicron crap. So this is going to help me a lot psychologically to be able to get that at least.
Yeah.
But just so everybody knows, it's getting kind of confusing to me.
I told JJ today, I think I need to go see Dr. Jim and show him my card of all the shots I had and tell him, have I got them all? Do I need another one?
You need this one, Jim, because come December, there's going to be some very, very strong Omicron coming out there, this new strain coming out, and this should be covering all of them. This deals mostly with Omicron.
What is that?
That's the one that I have, Jim. That's why I'm so messed up. That one deals mostly. It's kind of like allergy based. That's why mine's so bad. But it's a whole new variant from the COVID. It's very different. It's one of the most contagious. It's the easiest to get. And now they're doing Christmas, we're going to be getting it. They're already saying it's going to be coming out.
Now they're doing monkeypox vaccines.
Oh,
too?
That's
something totally different.
Oh, did you?
I think that's mostly in the homosexual community, though. Am I right on that, guys?
I don't know, man.
I think that's mostly homosexual. It's like why
I told JJ I need to go see Dr. Jim, because I can't keep up with all of this.
Speaking of monkeypox, did you see the meme that they have? The test for monkeypox is sticking a banana up your nose?
No. We go through about a case of bananas in this house every week, though. I mean, we are a banana household.
I'm almost positive. Am I wrong, anybody? But I heard that it stems mostly, homosexuals get that.
You're right.
Yeah,
right?
But they said it can also spread to children, though.
If they're in that family, though, right? Well, wouldn't it be someone that was in the family that would give it to them?
Not necessarily.
No?
If, like they, originally they said it had to be spread through sexual contact, but now
yeah,
they're saying
right. That's what
that
I heard.
It can.
Yeah.
Now they're saying that's not necessarily the case.
Oh my goodness!
It's
frightening.
It's just
for children. That's horrible.
It's getting hard to keep up with, and now they're running commercials all over TV about getting a vaccine against shingles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My doctor was pushing that for me. Yeah. She's telling me to get the Shingrix.
I mean, it's like, God,
she's
can you just go in one day and say, give me the vaccine for everything you got and let me be done with it?
Jim, for me dealing with this long-term COVID shit,
oh,
I mean, it's
okay.
it's no joke. It's not funny. It's been hell on earth.
Oh,
so
I know
my
it's
big
not
fear
funny.
Is getting,
I'm just
getting
saying,
it worse.
Though, it's getting really complicated with how many different things they are. And, of course, the flu shot's coming up again soon.
Yeah. Oh,
well, they're saying
me,
you should be getting both.
Sign up for that.
They're saying it's very important to have both, not just the COVID shot, but also the flu shot.
I always get the flu shot. Always do that.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy, here we go.
Well, I know I had flu back in May that kicked my butt.
Terrence is ramping things up.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Terrence is ramping things up here in a conversation he's still having with Monty. I'm just going to read the whole
okay.
entire list. He goes, "You put him and Brittany up. He plays in the veto and he wins. Hopefully, I'll vote her the fuck out. I don't want him to sit next to her because I don't want to give either one of them the money. That's what I'm ingraining in you to handle that." Neither one of them, Brittany or Michael, should win this game. Monty just
right.
wishes that they were honest. Terrence then goes, the reason they blew the whistle on it was because Turner put them up. Monty goes, if Turner would have put you and Alyssa up, we would have never found out. And Terrence goes,
right.
never.
That's true.
Then,
it's true.
Then Monty goes, up until now, nobody would have any reason to believe that they would do some sort of shit like this. They are hanging their hat on their reputation of being nice people. And Monty then goes, Taylor's falling for it, bro. I hate saying it, but she is. She is the key. If she opens her eyes and sees it, we can be on board to get at least one of the two of them. The little friends that, Terrence goes, the little friends that Taylor does claim, they are manufactured. It's not no genuine bonds. Her friendships are, you guys went through a pageant together. It ain't no real friends, and you don't know how to make friends. Terrence then goes, the little bit of attention that you get here, you hold on to it for dear life because you don't have no real genuine connection. Brittany will make you feel like she loves you, and Michael going to do the same. And it's, I'm trying to refresh here and see if he said anything different. It's clear as day once he decided to use the veto on Brittany instead of her. This is Monty talking now. Brittany hasn't seen the block on an eviction night yet. Michael was willing to risk his relationship with Taylor to pull down Brittany because that's how much he wanted to protect her. So here we go. It kind of seems now like Monty and Terrence are continuing to make it a race thing.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's what.
So how
really
does that affect,
like
how
right
does
now.
That affect Taylor? Where is she in all
well,
of this?
Well, they believe that she is being brainwashed by Michael and Brittany, and they're basically saying that Taylor doesn't have any real-life friends, and that that's how she's able to be so sucked in by Brittany and Michael. I mean,
well, my worry was when
they,
Monty was having that private conversation with her, and and telling her, "I want to take you, and I want to protect you," and he was saying how he wanted Michael out, how important it was to get Michael out, and we need to keep this under wraps. I was really hoping that Taylor would keep that quiet and not tell Michael or Brittany this. because she would tell Brittany this, Brittany would go right back and tell Michael. So she needed to keep all of this under wraps.
Right. And Monty even says Kyle for sure had his wrongs, but Brittany and Michael need to speak up to America and on a bigger level need to speak up to white America about what damage silence can do to people when you don't speak up about something that's wrong and enable it.
That is true, though.
So here we go.
I have to agree with that. What he's saying there, I have to agree with.
So, Kansas, Brittany and Taylor had a conversation, and Brittany is actually the one that brought it to Taylor that we need to lock in a final two.
Did she really mean that, though, Melissa?
I don't know, but Taylor said yes. And so she thinks she's got a final two with Brittany. And they
were saying
it breaks their heart, but they know that neither one of them will get to the end or will win the game with Michael. So they made a final two, and they said they don't like to talk about it because they both love Michael, but they know that he has to go and it's going to be sad. But if they want to win the game, he's got to go.
After that
conversation, if Monty is saying we're going to get to the end, but we got to get rid of Michael, I can totally see her trusting Brittany with that information, thinking she's got a final two with her. So she might say, I talked to Monty, he's all in to get Michael out. So
I don't know if I believe that, though. I'd like to, but I don't know if I buy that.
Well,
I don't trust Brittany right now either.
The thing is that I think Taylor completely trusts Brittany.
Oh, yeah,
and,
but she could be trusting the wrong person.
And so if she tells Brittany, it's because she does trust her and thinks that she's working with her and that she would be up for it. And then if Brittany takes it back to Michael, then, I mean, and if it all comes to a head, all Taylor has to do is say, she came to me and asked me for a final two. She also said she doesn't want to talk about it, but she knows that if she wants to win the game, Michael can't be here. So,
and Brittany will say, that never happened. That didn't happen. I don't trust Brittany.
You know what?
I really don't. I would trust if I was Taylor, trusting Monty over Brittany.
You know what? I think that Michael would totally believe Taylor if she told him that. I really do. I think he would believe Taylor. Even if Brittany were to come and say, that never happened, I never said that, I don't think that Michael would believe it.
I don't know.
But anyway, we're close to, we've got 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for calling in. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend and next week. And we'll see you on Thursday. We're not going to see you on Thursday because of the 2-hour live double eviction. But we'll see you next Friday for sure.
Yes.
So no challenge.
And the Survivor cast has been officially announced. So Survivor Pods will be coming back pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
You too.
It was a little heated, but it was a good conversation, you know?
And also,
we do it right here.
Also remember, tomorrow night, Sports Whispers Weekly. Hopefully, Xfinity will let me stay on the line so that I can actually do my show for once. Yeah, we're lucky that we were able to stay on. We were able to stay on this week so far.
We got cut off 15 minutes early last week.
Yeah, I know. But thank you everybody for joining us, and to those who listened in live, I know Boston Girl was with us in the chat room. We will see you guys next week for another edition of the Big Brother 24 Recap Show, brought to you by Missy A.E., whom without his help none of these shows would be possible to bring to you.
I'm so glad you joined us, Jim.
Have a good weekend, everybody.